In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Some guys have wealth, some guys have good looks, and some guys have a great personality. But he has all three. Rich, handsome, interesting. You would think he'd be vain, but in fact, he's quite spiritual. The only thing deeper than his wallet is the depth of his soul. The only thing more attractive than his looks is the kindness of his heart. The only thing more dynamic than his personality is the resume of good deeds he's done. So who is he? The man you wish you were? The man you wish you married? Maybe. The man you're raising your son to be? Or the man you hope your daughter marries? Maybe that too. But who is he? This ideal man, this man who has it all. He's blessed with every earthly blessing. But he's the poster boy of hell. He's the flower that's here today and dead tomorrow. He's cursed as cursed gets, and yet he's the epitome of all that we call blessed. For our Beatitudes are a little different from those of Jesus. Blessed are the rich in spirit, who go skidding into the afterlife shouting, "Wow, what a ride!" For God himself must give them a high five. Blessed are those who live, love, and laugh, because who really wants to mourn? Blessed are the beautiful and strong, for the weak and meek get ignored. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for fine dining, for they shall post pictures of their meals for you on Facebook. You're welcome. Blessed are the superficially just and the externally moral, for they can always speak ill of those other people and be right. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they have no need to be too religious or go to church every Sunday. Blessed are the peacemakers, those who disregard what's right and go along to get along, because after all, that's how you make sure everyone still likes you. Blessed are the rich and handsome, the intelligent and powerful, for they shall have whatever they want. And blessed are you when you aspire to be like them and raise your children to be like them. This is the gospel of the world. Thanks be to us. And this is why what Jesus preaches on the Mount always has been and ever will be so very strange to our ears. Who is this who blesses the opposite of what we bless? It's not the rich in spirit Jesus names, but the poor in spirit. Blessed are they. It's not the pathologically happy he names, but those who mourn. It's not the mighty he names, but the meek. It's not those who have righteousness, but those who hunger and thirst for it. Blessed are they. It's not the superficially just, but the truly merciful. Not the externally pure, but the pure in heart. Not the warmongers or the people pleasers, but the genuine peacemakers. Not those who go along to get along, but those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are they. And blessed are you. But not when people celebrate you and honor you and give you credit for all that you have done. No, Jesus says, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. how very different our Beatitudes are from His. He blesses what we curse. He casts down what we exalt. Our lives, all about being more and having more. His life, all about emptying Himself out. How very different we are from this God who chooses to come to us in human flesh. For though we have human flesh, we choose to act as if we were gods. We crave the worship and praise of men, to be exalted, celebrated, and served by those whom we also freely judge. For what could be more godlike than to judge others by our own divine decrees of what's really right and what's really wrong? We open our lips to speak, and we expect not others not only to listen, but to do. For the wannabe deity in us all, it's all about control. It's all about getting our own way. Wealth and good looks, intellect and personality, morality and spirituality all become ways of getting what we want. We twist these blessings from heaven until they make us twice a child of hell. And that's why our Beatitudes are so different from those of Jesus. We bless that which we think makes us more godlike, and He blesses instead that which makes us more manlike. Behold the great reversal. For we men who aspire to be gods, God becomes man. For we who obsess over wages, home improvements, and self-improvements, nice trips, good meals, a golden retirement, for we who obsess over riches, God becomes poor. For we who idolize appearances and beauty, God becomes one with no form or majesty that we should look at Him, no beauty that we should desire Him. For we who put the highest value on intellect and strength of personality, God chooses instead the foolishness of the cross and the weakness of death. For sinners who aspire to be God, God becomes a sinner. In fact, the sinner. You may think that you have sins. You may confess them and struggle with them. But the truth is, there is no sinner but the God who hangs dead from the cross. He who knew no sin was made sin for us. That is the gospel. That is the guarantee. All your sin is His. And therefore you are called His saint. For every saint, great and small, it's the same. Those innumerable saints gathered around the throne, those whom you have known, those who loved you or raised you or taught you, those who were given into your life, if even for a short while, not a single saint, great or small, can boast anything save for Christ our Lord, His cross, His blood. So open your lips this day and receive the blood that makes even the foulest clean. Remember this day, as little Thomas Hensley was baptized, the day that God chose you and washed you and made you a poster child of heaven. his own blood-washed, blood-bought saint. Rejoice in Jesus' beatitudes as he blesses what men curse. For by the same reversal, prostitutes and sinners enter his kingdom first. The blessed one hangs from the cursed tree, and therefore blessed are you for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.